that never really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
New England, New York, you know, there's different dialects. The Midwest, California, the Northwest, all different, all English, but different dialects. Amen. Amen. What we have to understand today is that God is moving. Amen. Even though there are dialects, even in the body of Christ, there are different dialects. And again, this is not criticism, but you have Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian. You know, you have all these, and I liken them to different dialects. Save people that love God, but different dialect. One may not believe that. That doesn't mean that they got to be against that one or that one's any less. No, that's the dialect they have. But now God is moving in these last days, and he's raising up forerunners. Amen. Just like before Jesus came, God raised up a forerunner to herald his coming. Amen. It doesn't make you any better or worse. It just means you call to that. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, own up to what you call to. That's a problem in the body of Christ. A lot of folk don't want to own up. If you're gifted, you better own up to what you're gifted in. Amen. If you're called to do this, own up to it. Stop trying to hide. And amen, because you think people are going to persecute you. Well, they're going to persecute you when you hide. Ain't no way around it. You got to be what God called you to be. Let that light shine. That men, that the world may see your good works and glorify God. Stop being afraid. God got you, just like the song we just sang. He goes before us, goes behind us. He's all around us to protect you. Amen. What you carry has value. But what we need in this day and time, the vehicle that carry these new dimensions is language. I got to stop singing songs like going up the rough side of the mountain. You can sing it if you want. That's your dialect. But that don't fit my dialect. My DNA don't agree with that anymore. Amen. Some of us need to stop saying, you know, with every new level, there's a new devil. Who told you that? Amen. Where is that in the scripture? Amen. As a matter of fact, there are some levels where there ain't no devil. Amen. For the 40 days that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after the resurrection, where was the devil? Amen. We didn't see him that one time. He wasn't there to disrupt anything. Amen. 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 Think about it a moment. But see, that old dialect you had, time to learn some kingdom language. Amen. Amen. Instead of always talking about what you don't have, learn to talk about what he's already done. Amen. You see, vision will always be followed by provision. Amen. Amen. If this is a year where you're going to see clearly, then start talking right. Amen. Amen. You don't see first and then talk. Amen. You talk first and then you see. Amen. It's an issue that many have because, you know, I just call a spade a spade. I just speak fact. Well, that's why you're stuck all the time. The just shall live by faith. Is that correct? Words of faith. It is nigh you, even in your mouth. The word of faith. Amen. God took Abram and started calling him Abraham. He didn't have any children and he was getting old. Older. But God said, no, your name is Abraham. Father of a multitude. I'm sorry, father of nations. Amen. Abram was exalted father, but God started calling him something else until he became that, until it manifested. So how important our language is. Language will always expand, build, and enlarge territories, whether natural or spiritual. Language, and again, English is the language of expansion. It will expand, build, and enlarge territories. Language is used by God to unveil mysteries. Amen. And to establish his kingdom. Two things language will do. Language will either divide or it'll bring unity. Amen. It'll divide or unify. It'll destroy or it will empower. Amen. All right? Again, through language, boundaries and borders are created. You know, in a lot of larger cities, you have, I know in Chicago, you have such a diversity of cultures. You have a place called Chinatown, and you would think you was in China because it's so big and there's so many people there that speak the Cantonese. You go up in there and, you know, you go somewhere where they ain't speaking English, then you're going to need to know how to order. Yes, sir. It's just like you went into China. Or you can go into some of the Polish communities with the best Polish sauces in the world. And they speak Polish. At one time, there were more Polish there than in Poland, in the major city in Poland. So what I'm saying is that language expands. You get more people speaking the same language. Get them speaking the same language and congregating. Before you know it, expansion. All right? So we're building on something here. When Adam was told to name the animals, he named them, working with God, he named them. He gave them nature. He through their name, it established the realm of authority that it would have, and also it determined the measure of glory that the animal would carry. If you look at all the different animals, they act differently. Their nature is different. Their sizes are different. You know, everything about them, their realm of glory. Some animals are much stronger and larger than other animals. But Adam determined that. In other words, through words, God was having Adam to create the world around him. Amen. To determine what the world around him would be. Amen. And whatever Adam named them, God said, I name them. It's good. Amen. That was the law. That's the law of first reference. When we see words first creating and also communicating, but sometimes in the process of things, people can lose the reality that words create. I dare you. No, I don't. Don't do this. Get on a plane and say, all right, this baby coming down. I'm blowing it up. It done took off already. I guarantee you, you will be in handcuffs the rest of the ride, probably beat down, and go to jail. Why? Your words created something. And you can apologize. Oh, I ain't got no bomb for real. I just kid. No, your words. Too late. Amen. Words are powerful. Job said it this way. Get this up for me. Job chapter 6 and verse 25. Job 6:25. Job says this, how forcible are right words? What does your arguing reprove? How forcible, somebody say, right words. Right words. See, it's not just words we want to talk about this morning, it's the right words. You want to say the right words into an environment. You want to speak the right words over your children. You want to speak the right words about your finance. You want to say the right words about your ministry. You want to speak the right words over your body. You want to speak the right words concerning the soundness of your mind. Amen. You want to speak the right words, not just any words, but the right words. Amen. So Job said, how forcible are the right words? Are right words. Words snare, or they can deliver you. They can, amen, destroy, or they can create. So having said that, I want you to go with me to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 63. John 6 and 63, the Gospel of John. Now, this is Jesus speaking to the disciples. He had sent out 70, gave them authority. They came back. They said, even the devils are subject to us in your name. They healed the sick. They raised the dead. They did all these things. And then he began to talk to them. And he said to them, and this was before this verse, you can read the whole chapter. He said to them, now except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot be my disciples. And then he heard them murmur among themselves. Who can hear this? But then he goes and he says, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay, this is what Jesus, now some misunderstood. They said, who can hear this? He said, except we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, we can't be his disciple. They begin to murmur and say, who can hear this? But Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, you're hearing it after the flesh. That ain't gonna profit you nothing. That ain't doing nothing. That'll have you run away. But he said, my word is spirit and it's life. Get that verse back up for me, please. It is the spirit. Now I want you to look at the word quicken. It is the spirit that quickens. He says, my word is spirit. And then he says, it's the spirit that quickens. Okay? His word is spirit, so the word is what quickens. Amen. Say it with me. His word is spirit, and the word quickens. Say it again. His word is spirit, and the word quickens. There where Jesus said, my word is spirit, is the word rhema. Okay? Rhema. My word is spirit. My word is rhema. Okay? Now, rhema is a narration in utterance or a topic. The inspired prophetic word of God. Now, inspired prophetic word of God. Say that with me. Inspired prophetic word of God. Say it again. Inspired prophetic word of God. Now, the distinction between the rhema and the logos is that the rhema, now every word of God is inspired, but the rhema is a now word. In other words, it's a, you can read this and just read it. But when a rhema comes to you from the logos, it's an inspired prophetic word of God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.